This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxers. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Austin.
Wait, where's Noah?
I don't know.
He just texted me. I can't do Chatterboxers.
Well, he actually texted me.
I can't. Look at that. He said I can't do Chatterboxers.
That's so sad.
He has to do boxing. No, he scoots to his little brother because his little brother does boxing. So he had a scooter. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, Austin, what topics are we going to do today?
Well, we were thinking about doing global news and
some bonus topics coming later in the episode.
Yay. Okay, let's get into the global news for Tuesday, the 25th of March,
2025. 25.3.25. Yay.
All right. Let's get into it.
Okay. So, okay. There was a plane crash in Africa, and the pilot died.
Sad.
Yeah, so apparently, he was flying the plane, and it crashed into something, and he died. Do you know any more news?
Well, I also heard about... last week that, the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, was trying to get a trade agreement with India, a free one.
For what? What for? What was
because,
that about?
Because India put, a tariff, which is a type of money.
Yeah.
On us. So we have to pay to get into India.
Do we have to pay?
To send cargo and that.
Oh, heck no. But I don't want to put in, political views, but, why would you make another country pay to deliver you guys stuff, to deliver another country stuff?
Because they actually get the money.
Yeah.
That and India gets our money. Gets the money that we paid.
Isn't it more money... Sorry. Isn't it more money? Wait, how do I say this? So, when you transfer your money from Indian currency to New Zealand, isn't it more? You get more in New Zealand?
Yeah, you usually do, because New Zealand money is, in the USA, things are way cheaper than here.
Yeah.
Say for instance, McDonald's. It's $12 for a Big Mac combo.
But here it's 20, 13, 15.
No, it's $12 here. And guess how much it is in the US?
How much?
$7.
Oh, heck. Mate, so my granddad, he sent me $50 for stuff that I need.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting $51.60. Sense. I think we just scrap global news because we don't know that much.
Yeah, we don't. How about we do last year's? Because we really didn't.
We didn't get to do a lot of that, but last year, crazy stuff happened.
2024 was.
2024, major. The year that was crazy.
Yeah. All those stupid things about Trump and...
Honestly?
Kamala.
I kind of wish Joe Biden didn't resign.
No, he
should have, but, if he...
Because he has...
Dementia.
Dementia, yeah.
If he didn't have dementia, he should have stayed.
Yeah. Well, but he's...
He's the, way better.
He's the oldest... The oldest.
Barack Obama should go back for president.
Oh, yeah. Barack Obama was the youngest... Was the youngest... To be president, youngest.
And he's the first black person, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Also, exciting news. So last year we were learning about space and term four, I think. We all learned about space. We had to build Mars bases, like Mars colonies and stuff, and write like a... Did you not have to... We had to do like a Mars... We built a Mars base and like wrote a thing to persuade people into like working for us. And so basically we learnt... Okay, so you know the Apollo missions?
Yes.
So the first person to land on the moon. They're doing that again, but with three people. It's called Atmos, I think. Isn't that what it's called? I'm not sure.
Artemis.
Yeah, Artemis. It's got the first woman, another man that's going to step, I think, and the first woman of colour. So, first black person to go on the moon. Pretty good.
Yeah, I really, really think that it's cool that... Oh, yeah, also...
You think it's cool?
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what happened?
What?
Like, what? 2 weeks ago. What? The people that were stuck in the ISS came back last week in Florida. They came back.
So the people that were stuck up in the space station?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They came back.
Last week, I was at my nan's, and she said, there are people stuck in the space station. I was like, how long have they been there? Almost 9 months.
Yeah.
They've been up there for 9 months.
A long time.
9 months stuck in space. They don't age. They haven't aged a bit.
No, they have, actually.
Have they?
The woman...
You don't age in space, don't you?
The woman aged... Looks like she aged quite a bit. She looks like she gained another 5 years.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
She's probably going to have... Oh, yeah. You know, when you're in space for so long... So there's videos, you can probably search them up, like astronauts forgetting that they're not in space anymore. This one person, he was demonstrating what he learned, and he was writing with a pen. He drops it because he thinks it's going to float, and he just looks down, and he's like, why did it just drop to the ground? And he's like, oh, gravity. And when you come back, astronauts faint a lot. A woman fainted about 5 times in her speech after she came back from space.
Yeah, it's quite crazy.
Mm.
Also, this year we had a blood moon.
Yes.
Two Fridays ago.
Two Fridays ago, yep.
It was really cool. I saw it, and I saw the sky tower turn green. I was in Auckland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Austin, talk about why you were in Auckland, because that was a pretty exciting thing for you, eh?
So, I was in Auckland for a musical called Six. So, it's technically a story about the six wives of Henry VIII. And then it's just talking about who had the most, like, trauma. And they were, like, trying to fight to see who had the most trauma with their songs. And, like, personally, I think that all of them did really well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs I cried because it was so sweet.
What was that song about, Austin?
The song was about the third wife, Jane Seymour, who lost who died just after she gave birth, and it was a really sad story. Yeah, it was really sad. But, yeah, and then on that Sunday, we just went to Sylvia Park.
What restaurants did you go to, apparently? Didn't you tell me you went to some good ones?
Oh, yeah, I went to Yum Cha, which is like an Asian thing. It's like a buffet.
Asian food is so good. It's so good.
And for dinner, I went to this, like, beer cafe in Mount Eden. It was really good.
Did you do anything else while you were on the trip?
Did I do anything else? We went to Little Queen Street, which is on Queen Street, and it's like a big gentleman's, like, they've made a little mall there, and it has so many stores and stuff. And yeah, and we had to walk all the way up the hill.
Mm.
Yeah, and I also got some Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids are bussin'.
I got the tropical ones because that was it. I didn't want the original ones because I already had them and they're okay. Yeah, it was really fun. Auckland is a really cool place. Yeah.
I'm going to Wellington. We're going to watch the play that goes wrong.
Oh, so, yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's like a funny. I've never seen it, but apparently it's very funny. So it's like a play.
Yeah.
But inside a play.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it goes wrong. And we're also thinking about going to Te Papa because Gallipoli, the exhibit, I'm not sure. They said, I've been told that it's staying, and then I've also been told it's leaving. So apparently it will be open it will be open on Anzac Day, and then sometime after that it's gone. But it also said that they're going to keep it there forever because it's like New Zealand history.
True.
Keep it there.
Gallipoli is very crazy story in World War One when the Turkish tried to fiercely get, like, it was a failed Allied landing, but they landed there, but then they got surrounded and had to leave.
What does ANZAC stand for?
Australian New Zealand
Army Corps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Also, I really just want to talk to you guys about... what was I going to say? I don't know.
Oh, can I plug something? So in the April holidays, I'm not sure if... Actually, yeah, tickets are on sale. I'm in a show called Rock Bottom. I'm the lead role. I'm Bobby Cobblestone. So if you do come to the show and you can say, hey, I went to the show because I heard him talk about it on the radio. I'm Bobby Cobblestone. So I'm the lead role. The character, he wants to become an inventor, and he goes through this big, long journey. He meets some friends and stuff. And then, I don't want to spoil the ending, so I'm not going to do it. So something happens to the villain, and we all party. Yeah, and it's kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah, also at school we're doing
a production.
Shrek.
Alright, so Noah, who's not here today, we would talk about it, but I think we should talk about it without him. Because he has to do stuff. He actually got the role of Shrek.
Yes.
And Austin, what did you get?
I got Shrek's dad, which is weird.
You're Noah's dad.
I'm technically Noah's dad. And I am the White Knight, which is Fiona's little knight that she talks about in her song. And then also I am the understudy for Shrek. So if Noah's sick or away, he gets I have to be Shrek.
And I got Pinocchio.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Whoop. I have to sing like a couple solos.
Yeah, you have to sing Story of My Life.
Story of My Life. Always took to fail. That song's good.
Okay, so what is that going to be our last little...
Last little topic.
ASMR. No, I'm kidding.
We're not doing ASMR.
Okay, hold on. Just for a little bit. How about we say, what colour would best suit me and Hunter? What colour best suits us?
Me? Black. Black?
Stop the girl.
I'm kidding. Blue. The best colour that suits us is blue, green and white because that's our uniform. Oh, hell no. Anyway. What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is probably
turquoise.
Or maybe light grey.
Should we end this?
Yeah.
Let's. Okay. All right, we're going to do a song.
Do
Do we have to do a song, though?
Yes, we do.
I've got a good song.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for watching, listening. thank you so much for listening. We will see you. Hopefully Noah will be with us next episode. See you on the next episode.
Goodbye.
Here's a song, Dancing Queen by
ABBA.
ABBA.
Goodbye.
Once upon a time, in a distant land, there lived a kindly old man named Geppetto. He was a woodcarver by trade, and he made all sorts of pretty things of wood. But his favorite by far was a cute little marionette boy, a little puppet that you move with strings. As he painted the finishing touches on the marionette, Geppetto said,
"There, aren't you a nice little fellow? And I have just a name for you, Pinocchio." Ach, Pinocchio, I certainly wish you were a real little boy.
Yes, Geppetto lived all alone, and he really wanted a little boy of his own. Well, that night, after the old man went to sleep, all of a sudden there was a brilliant blue light in his workshop. And there stood a fairy, a beautiful fairy. She walked over to where the little wooden puppet lay, and then she spoke.
Good Geppetto has given so much happiness to others that he deserves to have his wish come true. I'll touch little Pinocchio with my magic wand. Now, Pinocchio, you can move and you can speak.
I can move, and I can talk and walk. Am I a real boy?
Not yet, Pinocchio. You can only be a real boy if you prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish. To do that, you must learn to choose between right and wrong.
And as suddenly as she had come, the fairy disappeared into the night, leaving Pinocchio just a little puzzled.
I'm not so sure I understand, but I'm going to try to do everything right.
Geppetto was very happy, of course, when he discovered what had happened.
Ah, Pinocchio, I'm so happy to have a son of my own. And now, just like all the real boys, you can go to school and learn so many marvelous things.
The next morning, little Pinocchio went merrily off to school to begin his new life. But on the way, he met a great big man named Stromboli.
A marionette without the strings. You just come with me, Pinocchio. We'll be famous in theaters everywhere. You'll dance and sing, and everyone will cheer you. If you really want to have fun, don't go to school.
Well, I'm supposed to go to school, but I think I'd rather dance and sing on the stage. I'll go with you, Mr. Stromboli.
And so that night, Pinocchio sang and danced, and everyone cheered him, because a wooden boy without strings is very unusual to see. Afterward, Pinocchio was as happy as could be.
And now, Mr. Stromboli, I'd like to go home and tell my father, Geppetto, all about this
Oh, no, you don't. Not now. You stay right here with me. And to make sure you stay, I'm going to put you in this little cage and then lock the door.
Oh, dear, now what'll I do? This is a terrible fix I'm in.
Pinocchio was very unhappy, but just after Stromboli had gone to sleep, there was a brilliant blue light. And who was standing by the cage but the beautiful fairy?
Hello, Pinocchio.
Hello.
Why didn't you go to school, Pinocchio?
Well, I was going, but I met a terrible monster with big green eyes.
No sooner had Pinocchio said that than his little wooden nose suddenly became twice as large as it had been.
Oh, my nose! What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Oh, but I have every single word. Uh-oh, there goes my nose again. Please help me.
You see, Pinocchio, a lie keeps growing and growing till it's as plain as the nose on your face.
I'll never lie again, honest, I won't.
All right, Pinocchio, I'll forgive you this once. But remember, a little boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood. And now, I'll touch your nose and make it small again. And I'll touch the lock on your cage to spring it open. And now, Pinocchio, you're free once more.
With that, the good fairy disappeared, and Pinocchio hurried straight home. But when he arrived, no one was there. Geppetto had been searching everywhere for his little wooden boy, even on the ocean. And while looking, he'd been swallowed by a giant whale named Monstro. And that's where Geppetto was now, alive inside Monstro on the bottom of the sea.
I'm going there. I gotta find my father.
So Pinocchio jumped into the ocean, swam to the bottom, and was swallowed by Monstro. And inside the whale found Geppetto.
Ah, Pinocchio, am I glad to see you. But you shouldn't have come. I don't know how we'll ever get out.
I know how, Father. I'll tickle the whale till he sneezes. Here I go.
Monstro sneezed a great fountain of water right up to the surface of the ocean, and Geppetto and Pinocchio with it. But old Geppetto was in trouble.
I can't swim anymore. Save yourself, Pinocchio. Swim for sure. And don't worry about me.
No, Father, I'll help you. Hang on. We'll make it together.
And they did make it together. But when they got to shore, little Pinocchio was all worn out. He fell into a deep sleep. And when he wouldn't wake up, Geppetto was very worried.
Ach, Pinocchio, my brave little boy, why can't you wake up?
Then, all of a sudden, there was the blue light and the beautiful fairy.
Pinocchio has proved himself brave, truthful, and unselfish. Awake, Pinocchio. Awake.
And with the touch of her wand, Pinocchio awoke, and he was a real live boy. No longer made of wood, but just like other little boys.
Father, I'm alive, and I'm real.
Ah, Pinocchio, that's just wonderful. I'm so happy.
Me too.
And so, of course, Geppetto and his son lived happily ever after.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.